This week in the parish of Bourses and market structure. Time to split ASIC, time to split ASX. Whatever happens down under, splits look highly likely. While the UK rearranges deck chairs on IPO Titanic, the ice age is heating up. My name is Patrick L. Young. Welcome to the Bourse Business Weekly Digest. It's the Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast, episode 254. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very brief reduction of highlights amongst the key headlines from the week in market structure. All the analysis of the many events and happenings from the past 7 days can be found in Exchange Invest's daily subscriber newsletter, the unique guide to the visitor of bourses, sent daily to your inbox. More details at exchangeinvest.com. In a frantic trip last week to the New York Stock Exchange and indeed the broader environs of Manhattan, Beata and I had the fabulous opportunity to chat with a trio of awesome power women from the NYSE inside the Ice House, recording from the library of the New York Stock Exchange itself. It's a great show, which has aired on both my IPO vid and Beata's Woman on It PhD channels. The trio of interviewees are simply awesome, and we love the opportunity to chat with Cassandra Sayer, Jess Froats, and Megan Duggan. Oh, and dear parishioners, please don't forget, reviews make a revolution gain attention. Please do buy your copy of Capital Market Revolution and write a review. Anything is good in terms of verbiage. It's the cool 5 stars we covet, as that gets us on the AI bot's preference pile and we can get more publicity for the revolution. Thank you. Over in Bit Carnage, the old inevitable strike again. Doubtless it has caused some paroxysms among some of the citizens, but at the same time, life's inevitabilities remain death and taxes, even in Buenos Aires, where enlightened government appears to be breaking out. Crypto News outlines the story as Argentina government tells citizens to clear your crypto or face extra taxes. If you enjoyed this excerpt, you may be interested to know you can read BitCarnage every day in Exchange Invest. Alternatively, if you want to follow BitCarnage, the daily update on happenings in the world of crypto and digital assets, you can find BitCarnage as a standalone on Substack. This week in exchanges, the ice age is heating up. As of recent times, CME stock looked to be in marked decline as ice goes vertical. How can it be? Ask folk who don't read Exchange Invest. Please feel free to help those poor souls out when they approach you by the water cooler of digital media, or perhaps even in person. Albeit probably only on Tuesdays to Thursdays, it seems, amidst the curious contemporary prevalence of a 3-day office week for those sufficiently bourgeois. Anyway, if you're not reading Exchange Invest, you're in shock. Or, as one of my investor meetings began in Manhattan this week, you were the only person who explained this would happen a decade ago and you called it absolutely right. Nobody agreed with your thesis then, and you calmly told me to ignore them. Thank you. I'll stand on my record, but for that self-same record, I only noted that in past performance, ICE was the house of ambition and execution excellence to back. They did the heavy lifting and good for them. Then again, at our modest subscription price and with ICE now, $16 billion ahead of CME over the course of the year. Let me add, Exchange Invest offers stunning value at a fraction of the cost of the Brussels Bugle subscription or the likes of the Financial News at all. As we explained years ago, LTEL made a wager on milking the monopoly and it hasn't paid off. I discussed this in much greater detail in Exchange Invest this week, and indeed years ago I explained why the Ice Age would surpass the CME era. Can you afford not to subscribe to Exchange Invest? Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, the UK has new listings rules but retains its risk-off bureaucratic culture of investing and now has a socialist government to boot. Not an ideal position for Europe's only global financial centre. Speaking of global financial centres, on a much happier note, pardon me for being the story, but not only was Friday the 5th of July epic for PLY and friends at the NYSE when I rang the bell to ring in the 25th anniversary of Capital Market Revolution, I also had the joy of joining NYSE TV the other week, and it was a cool interview you can catch now on their YouTube channel. Trinity Chavez is a joy to chat with, and I'm pleased major branded exchanges are getting properly on board with TV-style video media complemented by their social media presence. Over in deals this week from Almaty, Kazakhstan, a case MOEX conscious uncoupling is ongoing as the sanctioned Russian exchange seeks to say farewell to its 13% shareholder. Meanwhile, if you fancy keeping up with those live financial insights with Moving in Pictures, check out our live stream Tuesdays 5 o'clock London time, midday New York time, the IPO video live show. Catch the back episodes on LinkedIn and YouTube via IPO-Vid. Now online is episode number 149. We're inside the Ice House, co-hosted with Beata Young of Woman on It. And our guests were the magnificent NYSE trio of Cassandra Sayer, Jessica Froats, and Megan Duggan. Speaking of finance books of the week, well, what else could we have this week, ladies and gentlemen, but Capital Market Revolution, the 25th anniversary edition, The Future of Markets in an Online World, is now available on Amazon Kindle. First published in 1999, Capital Market Revolution offered a clear, concise roadmap for navigating the financial revolution fueled by technology. And 25 years later, with some added PLY pith, as the world of fintech continues to evolve, the core principles laid out in the book remain surprisingly sharp. You can get the book by dropping by the Amazon Kindle store. You can also find links in our show notes at exchangeinvest.com.
Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly. We welcome your feedback. You can contact me directly, patrick@derivativesvision.com, with any comments. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, we would welcome you giving us a thumbs up. Or if you have time, a positive review will always be welcome wherever you find this podcast.
Technology news this week. ASX cuts back on overpaid tech contractors who were, well, extracting something. Let's put it this way, not altogether in a good fashion. That's how the headline went in the Australian Financial New Review. Fighting talk from ASX, but the problem is perspective remains an afterthought amongst the blithely oblivious of their own failings to a level of Bidenian excess ASX C-suite. The notion of, we suddenly realised we had lots of consultants not producing results, raises a whole new raft of questions about ASX's management dating back towards T plus several thousand days, at least. There was lots more about this farrago, as there has been in the 11 years since Exchange Invest was born within Exchange Invest this week, and we've been consistently pointing out the failures of ASX, which have alas only continued to expand during this time. On other key failures, we move on to regulation. ASIC has comprehensively failed, and its role should be split in two, according to long-awaited report, went a headline in The Conversation. And indeed, it looks as if splits might be the order of the day down under in the near future for both ASICs and possibly ASX as well. Career path this week, a leadership vacuum at MCX as the search for the MD and CEO role continues. And that leaves us elegantly at Big World. The other day in Big World, I was mentioning Exchange Invest, the casual incompetence of the media, a group who, especially in the US, have a remarkably high sense of their own net worth, despite scant evidence they can actually deliver insights beyond the strictly amoebic. So, as my wife's favourite management maxim goes, help me understand this. Are we really to believe that the mainstream media was so blithely unaware that Joe Brezhnev was president without a sufficient level of mental capacity to be president of the USA? Let's not overshackle him with the burden of leader of the free world. But nonetheless, he was capable of hanging on to the football which controls the world's largest nuclear arsenal. That their moment of realisation was only when they tuned into CNN, and incredibly, it appears he who, on our modest budget, we aptly christened Joe Brezhnev years ago, has somehow become reduced. In other words, not a single symptom of this was visible to the world's media at large. Well, once again, I might note that a subscription to Exchange Invest is therefore worth pretty much more than the FT, NYT, WAPO, Guardian, pretty much any other North American newspaper, all wire feeds, and indeed any and all cable TV feeds other than perhaps GB News and Fox across the entire world. That makes EI better than all the world's mega multi-million dollar media, and Big World is just our side analysis. We're even better at this market structure stuff, if I say so ourselves. Meanwhile, on a final note, finishing on a slightly different political point, while we would say physical violence against politicians is completely despicable, as indeed was well said by Bernie Sanders, amongst others, who are implacable political opponents of Donald Trump, but nonetheless despise the notion of anyone trying to assassinate him. In the world of legal actions, not the despicable violence of the attack on POTUS 45, back in the world of markets, the FT headlined a story this week. Excesses of cheap money era are provoking creditor on creditor violence. And on that mysterious and magnificent note, thank you for listening to this EI Weekly Podcast number 254. Join us daily via exchangeinvest.com, or if you've a new exchange you'd like built, get in touch. My name is Patrick L. Young, and I wish you a great week in life and markets.
This show relates to the business of bourses. It is not to be construed as investment advice, nor are we making any investment recommendations. Please consult an investment advisor before you make any investments, and for goodness sake, do your due diligence and do not make investments without complying with the regulations in your home state. Exchange Invest cannot be held responsible for any investment decisions made as a result of our program, which is for entertainment purposes only. The material herein is copyright Patrick L. Young at the date of publication, while our music and sound effects are sourced from copyright-free sources. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly, the exchange of information.